This is this session's last Capital Access, your on-ramp to news and insight from Louisiana's State House. I'm Kelly Connolly. Lawmakers from around the state are bringing home to their constituents more than just the budget.
Most of my session in the last year has been about Bighorn and the sinkhole, but we are trying to help the residents get to their new life and wherever they want to be.
Creating a new community school district, and we got real close again all the way to the final step of the vote on the House floor.
My port infrastructure tax credit bill, the fact that we were able to get that passed in such a contentious climate for tax credits, was something that is of stimulus that can benefit private business to invest in state assets that we've been neglecting.
You know how important it is that we have the habitat of the reefs, the artificial reefs offshore for the fisheries. I got a constitutional amendment to put the artificial reef program in the Constitution.
I'm happy in a sense, but there still is a loss for words when I think about the 400,000 people who are without affordable health care.
Representative Barbara Norton from Shreveport acknowledged that her largest effort, a bill to urge the state to accept the federal Medicaid expansion, failed. But the issue isn't going to go away. Next session, Senator Jack Donahue from Mandeville hopes the negotiations lawmakers started with the budget won't go away either.
That's what politics is about. It's not having a rigid view on something that can't be changed because those people don't get anything done.
Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.